This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. This is Streets Morning Takeover. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Tammy.
Hey, good morning, Tammy. How you
doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you? Talk to me.
So, I'm calling because I'm looking for this dude. I went on a date with this guy. Well, we went to the club, and I got a little rough at the club, but, okay, let me explain the whole story. It was a live night, and it was real crowded, so, you know, security, I know they got everybody got a job to do, so he walking through, he like, you know, instead of nicely moving people out the way, he grabbed me and literally, like, pushed me, like I almost broke my heel.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm looking like, damn, so I pushed him back. Mm. Then he grabbed me, he roughed me up like I'm a man, like I felt like he was ready to ball his fist and hit me.
You put so your hands on security?
So he grabbed me out the club, they walking me out the club. I get thrown out of the club like I'm a whole grown dude. And so, you know, I'm with a date. So I'm looking like, okay, I'm thinking it's going to be a whole brawl. Yeah, you know, I got a little rough or whatever, but I'm looking for my dude. Like, dang, what's done it? So I'm out the club. I'm looking like I can't go back in. You know, once you get put out the club, you can't go back in. So I walk to the car. I don't see him. So I goes back to the door. He finally come walking out. And I'm looking like, really? He ain't roughed up or nothing. You know, they done threw me, so I got stairs on my knees and everything.
Wow.
Like, where you was at, John? He was like, man, let's just go. Like, I embarrassed him.
So, Tammy.
So, we rode back. He ain't said nothing. I'm just waiting on him to say, well, I got caught up in the crowd. He ain't say nothing at all. Dropped me off home and didn't even wait for me to get in the door. I'm calling y'all because I want y'all to call John because I want to know, like, what's up? Like, where I'm from. When one of we go together, everybody start fighting. The mamas, the grandmas, even the kids. Like,
hold
you
on,
just
on,
leave
on,
me
on,
hanging
on.
Like that?
Okay, Tammy, so we going to call John and see what's really going on.
Now, Tammy, don't come in until we tell you
okay.
to come in. Don't, just,
I can imagine her going off.
Tammy, say something.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
All right, we're going to get John on the phone.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so listen, y'all. Listen. If somebody embarrasses me like that, I got to be honest. I'm not calling you either.
But you could tell. You see, she just won't start talking. This is a person who wants to get the last word. That's what that is.
Is that who we're dealing with?
When you're dealing with security, man, look, I've been kicked out the club, kind of like what she's saying. Like, I wouldn't try to fight security. If my girl was in the wrong, I would follow her out like he did and take her home and talk to her or leave her ass where she at, man.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with John, please?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, John, how you doing, brother? You got a few seconds to talk, sir?
Yeah. Who this is?
Hey, what up, John? It's John Jock, Mo Quick and Shouter with the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5.
Bro. Good morning, John. How you doing?
All right.
Yep, and we're giving away self-defense lessons, and you won some. What would you like to take your class at?
Man.
Yeah, John, like, yo, what the hell is y'all talking about?
John just messing with you. Hey, listen,
y'all
man.
Heard that pause.
So we got, I know, he was like, man. Listen, John, we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, bro. And basically, somebody called up here looking for you, man. They said that, you know, y'all been rocking and whatnot, and the situation took place, and they felt like you left them hanging.
Oh, you're laughing already. Do you know who we're talking about, John?
Man, I thought I'd never hear about this again, man.
Tim. I'm just going to say the name. You tell me what next.
I mean, I don't know what to say to her, because so much stuff just don't happen so fast, you know what I'm saying?
Sort of. She told us.
I just couldn't call her back, really. That's all that was.
You couldn't.
Why?
Couldn't you?
So we in the club or whatnot. We had just got in. I decided I'm going to go get us some drinks or whatnot. You know, try to create a little vibe. I go to the bar and turn around, and this girl over security's head getting thrown out the club. My first instinct was to, you know, run up on security, try to figure out what was going on. But I had just told baby girl, like, I just left the dentist that morning. You know what I'm saying? My mouth was hurting, and security looked like he wanted to punch me. And we both can't get beat up, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of took a step back, tried to see what was going on, and I kind of, you know, just kind of dust off in the crowd a little bit. But not because I was running, I just wanted to call my homeboy, see if he was outside, see if he could kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Fight security? Man, what y'all gonna like fight security? BS. Like what?
John.
You don't have to lie to us, man.
I got one question. So, the only reason that you did not help her is because you had been to the dentist and your jaw was hurting.
Yeah, I ain't had time to take no licks, nah.
Man, you lame, bro. I thought you was going to say something whole different.
All right, well, John, ain't no sense us, you know, trying to, you know, I ain't going to call you no lame. I just thought that it was going to be a different situation, too. Well, we wasn't there to know the story. but we know who was, and she's on the phone. Young lady.
Yeah, please explain to her why you didn't want to call her back.
I wanted to cut him off so bad. You lying. You did not go to no Denny's. You went to the Denny's, and why were we at the club?
Exactly.
How you going to drink a drink? Because that alcohol was going to burn straight through your gum. So you lying. You just didn't have
okay,
me. You don't
okay,
have no bowels. And where I'm from, when one throw down, we all throwing down. And you turned so bad. Now I see why you kept saying, I don't go to the club with girls. I don't go to the club with girls. Because you a lame. You a whole lame out here. You ain't want to fight. Right. You ain't want to get beat up. You ain't want to get beat up. But...
Okay, outside of fighting.
I ain't gonna get beat up.
John, I have a question. Outside of fighting, okay, it happened, whatever. She's looking for you, you know, and it's a crazy thing because you're the one who didn't fight. You're the one who didn't call her back. But for some reason, she's calling us looking for you. So can you kindly tell her why you haven't even been answering the phone?
Because, man, she's just embarrassing, man. The way she went out, I can't rock with that.
What? You know what? What's so crazy? Because if it was you, and if you got handled like that, and you got to the club, one of them securities going to get this heel up across their head.
Wow.
That's how I roll. Yeah. But since you're a lame and you don't roll like that, you know what? That's crazy.
I mean, she can call me what she wants. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't take no lick that night.
You lame as hell,
wow,
man.
Wow.
Hey, Shawty, what you doing tomorrow, Shawty? What you doing? Mid-lady, what you doing tomorrow?
I hope any other girl that running to you, I hope she do the same thing so she can know what kind of dude she dealing with.
This isn't going the way that we wanted it to go, J.O.
Well, apparently y'all don't seem like y'all going to get on the same accord. And y'all don't seem like y'all fighting for the same thing, okay? No pun intended. I just going to keep it real, all the way real. Look here, man. Second aid update. It did not go as planned. We thought that they may be able to work it out, but I guess not. So neither one of them will be receiving this $50 gift card from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. And it is time for y'all to call us up. A-Town, call us at this number. Call us right now, 443-520-945.
What you think?
Hey, Tammy, hit me in the DM. I need a security guard.
But shut up.